This week, after two bloody years, the guns finally fall silent in Gaza. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. And in the next 24 hours, the expected return of all remaining hostages. Tens of thousands of Gazans stream back to what's left of their homes amid catastrophic destruction. Aid groups poised to flood Gaza with desperately needed food, medicine and other supplies. It's been a whirlwind of a week. President Trump announcing the peace deal Wednesday, hailing it as a great day for the Arab and Muslim world, Israel, all surrounding nations and the United States of America.
We reached a momentous breakthrough in the Middle East, something that people said was never going to be done. We ended the war in Gaza and really, on a much bigger basis, created peace.
Israel ratifying the first phase of the deal early Friday, agreeing to partially withdraw its troops. The deal mandates the release of the 48 remaining hostages in Gaza, 20 believed to still be alive. The release of Palestinian prisoners, 250 convicted inmates and 1,700 detained in Gaza, and the distribution of much-needed humanitarian aid into Gaza.